Marty in the Morning on RTE Lyric FM with Spry Finance. Keep living the life you love.
I'm with Lisa Venturini, and she is in charge of PR for Mazzy. This is what you do. And thank you for inviting us, and we are thrilled to be here. Institute for Culture Travel said we had to come here, and they were right. So here we are. Talk to me about the size of Mazzy. It's huge, isn't it?
It's huge. Well, thank you, first of all, for telling my name right, saying my name right. I've been working for Mazzy for 20 years, so I think I know a little bit about the history of Mazzy. I've been meeting many, you know, customers and clients coming here to learn more about the winemaking, the landscape. So, of course, it started very small, more than 250 years ago.
We just walked through vineyards. We just walked from quite low all the way up to where we are now, which is quite high. And that has a bearing, doesn't it, on the wine, on the grapes, as you go higher and higher and higher?
From the hillside comes come the best grapes that are suitable for making the Amarone, the production of Amarone. These are loose bunches, well-ripe, that are going to be dried for 100, 120 days in what we call the fruttaio, which is a drying loft. And in this small fruttaio, drying loft, the magic happens. We obtain what we call the gentle giant, which is the surname of the Amarone.
Yes, yes, yes.
It's a gentle because it's very smooth and you have the illusion of sweetness, but it's a giant because...
It's very strong. Yes.
But who do we have to thank for this? Mr. Amarone, our president.
Yes.
He was the one that after the Metanolo scandal, he was the one with his briefcase to travel the world and tell the story of Valpolicella and how beautiful and, you know, unique our wines are, how authentic this area can be. And he was the one that, you know, started to also have a connection with Ireland, which is a beautiful land of connoisseur for wines. They appreciate our wines also because of the climate as well, because Amarone is not being very powerful. You need to have something, you know.
Oh, you do. I totally agree with you.
But I tell you one secret. You don't need to cook a lot to enjoy Amarone. You just have to grab a slice of Parmigiano Reggiano and a little bit of honey and a glass of Amarone.
That's all you need.
And that's all you need.
I mentioned that to my wife when I go home.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's a great plan. So congratulations, firstly, because your success is evident.
Thank you.
And we love your product, so we're very happy to be here, and thank you for your hospitality as well.
It's a pleasure.
And we will later on meet Mr. Amarone.
Oh, yeah, you will meet the man who made it all here.
That's right. Well, we're looking forward to it. We'll just have some water in the meantime.
Incantami qua e vi amare un bicchiere viva il vino spumeggiante nel bicchiere scintillante come il riso dell'amante mi del fondo il giù. Nel bicchiere scintillante, come il riso dell'amante, mi dai il fondo il giubilo. Viva, viva, che sincero, che sia lieto il pensiero, e che a fare l'uomo nero, nell'ebbrezza tenerò.
I'm here in the inner sanctum. I'm about to have a chat with Sandro Boschini. Sandro, firstly, grazie. Thank you for...
My pleasure to have you here.
You are Mr. Amarone.
I'm Mr. Amarone.
You are Mr.
And
Amarone.
And I spend a lot of time to promote Amarone,
yes.
In particular in Ireland.
Yes. Well, in Ireland, the brand is enormous.
We are working since long, probably more than 40 years, with Filater. And they did a great job just in the beginning. It was the start of Italian wines from all over Ireland.
We were chatting earlier on with Lisa, and she told us a story that if she wanted you to tell us about finding a grape. Mm-hmm. A particular grape.
Oh, yeah.
What is that grape called?
The name is Oselita.
Oselita.
Oselita. Oselita in a dialect here means the small bird. Why? Because, in fact, this old and rustic variety of grapes, this kind of grapes, is still on the vineyard when the bird find nothing more to eat.
Yes,
so it was the last eaten by the bird before to immigrate to North Africa. The last grapes eaten by the bird.
And that's where it came from.
It's a variety that is much more tannic and even acid, and it represents a sort of backbone,
yes,
of a wine that is very feminine style, very pleasant.
Very
but
easy.
Today we have four wines made with Oselita. One is Oselita 100%, but it's more for testing. And there are some really that love a lot. We can test later.
Good, we can test later. That's my phrase. Now, I want to, just to finish up, I know you love music, I know you love opera, and you're a great fan of Ennio Morricone.
Absolutely,
yeah.
I'm very fan of Morricone.
Did you meet?
Absolutely, a few times. Because Morricone, in particular in the last years of the life, he was very, very proud to come here in Verona in the arena,
yes,
to make the performance.
Yes.
But
I was at that concert.
Yeah.
My wife and I came.
Really?
Yes, because we love Ennio Morricone.
Oh, yeah.
And I interviewed him a few times. He was an absolute gentleman. He was
absolutely
urban.
Great gentleman.
Yes.
Great musician, yes. Artist. Absolutely.
Have you a favorite? Do you?
Mission, probably.
Oh, the Mission.
Mission.
It's been a real pleasure.
Thank you very much.
I've thoroughly enjoyed meeting you. Grazie.
Very good.